Chapter 3. Let There Be Light. After the Big Bang, the main agenda of the cosmos was expansion, ever diluting the concentration of energy that filled space. With each passing moment, the universe got a little bit bigger, a little bit cooler, and a little bit dimmer. Meanwhile, matter and energy co-inhabited a kind of opaque soup in which free-range electrons continually scattered photons every which way. For 380,000 years, things carried on that way. In this early epoch, photons didn't travel far before encountering an electron. Back then, if your mission had been to see across the universe, you couldn't. Any photon you detected had careened off an electron right in front of your nose, nano and picoseconds earlier, a billionth and a trillionth of a second. Since that's the largest distance that information can travel before reaching your eyes, the entire universe was simply a glowing, opaque fog in every direction you looked. The sun and all other stars behaved this way, too. As the temperature drops, particles move more and more slowly. And so, right about then, when the temperature of the universe first dipped below a red-hot 3,000 degrees Kelvin, electrons slowed down just enough to be captured by passing protons, thus bringing full-fledged atoms into the world. This allowed previously harassed photons to be set free and travel on uninterrupted paths across the universe. This cosmic background is the incarnation of the leftover light from a dazzling, sizzling early universe and can be assigned a temperature based on what part of the spectrum the dominant photons represent. As the cosmos continued to cool, the photons that had been born in the visible part of the spectrum lost energy to the expanding universe and eventually slid down the spectrum, morphing into infrared photons. Although the visible light photons had become weaker and weaker, they never stopped being photons. What's next on the spectrum? Today, the universe has expanded by a factor of 1,000 from the time photons were set free. And so, the cosmic background has, in turn, cooled by a factor of 1,000. All the visible light photons from that epoch have become 1/1,000th as energetic. They're now microwaves, which is where we derive the modern moniker cosmic microwave background.